Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. The Village of Pigeon marketed a milestone for local recreation this week with the official opening of its new playscape at the community rec park. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Tuesday, welcoming children enrolled in the village's thumb bank joined in the village's summer recreation program to help celebrate the occasion. Thumb bank joined the festivities by providing ice cream sandwiches for attendees. Village officials say the new playground is expected to serve area families and create lasting memories for generations of children to come. In Saginaw, neighborhoods are getting a visible facelift as a large-scale community revitalization effort gains momentum. More than 1,000 volunteers have joined forces with Saginaw Shiawassee Habitat for Humanity to improve homes and reduce blight in the Covenant neighborhood. Crews are tackling projects including exterior painting, landscaping, and home repairs, while also supporting the construction of affordable housing. Organizers say the initiative is focused on strengthening existing neighborhoods by investing in owner-occupied properties and replacing neglected spaces with safe housing opportunities. The current campaign aims to complete work on 70 homes before the end of the year, with similar revitalization efforts expected to expand into additional Saginaw neighborhoods in the future. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is welcoming a court decision that leaves intact major state investments aimed at improving school safety and student mental health. The Michigan Supreme Court declined to overturn an earlier ruling that upheld funding approved by the Whitmer administration. The governor says the decision preserves record-level support for initiatives, including additional mental health professionals, school resource officers, enhanced security measures, crisis planning, and increased transparency for parents. Whitmer called the ruling an important step towards keeping students and educators safe while providing certainty for schools and communities across the state. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, during its monthly meeting, Arbella Township Supervisor Ed Hunt announced that Tuscola County Sheriff's Deputy Thomas Peterson will now provide law enforcement coverage for the township. Peterson, a Carroll High School graduate, earned a degree in criminal justice from Ferris State University. He previously served Millington Township from 2019 until approximately 2022. When he learned of the opening in Arbella Township, he volunteered for the position. Both Arbella and Millington Townships have contracted with the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department for police coverage for several years. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.